I'm Justin Oldham, and you are listening to an ATS member podcast supported by AboveTopSecret.com. And for the benefit of those very perspicacious computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to say that this digital recording was made on Saturday, August 4th of 2007. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like to give you my review and comment on the news for the period of Monday, July 30th, through to Friday, August 3rd of 2007. Americans from sea to shining sea went to work on Monday, just like any other day, but with the news that Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, had suffered a minor epileptic seizure while on vacation. Not only were we surprised to find out that he'd omitted this little detail during the congressional hearings which approved his nomination to the Supreme Court, we were also saddened to think that there may have been margaritas spilled along the way. I am glad to report that there were no alcoholic injuries associated with the Roberts trauma. Now, yes, I do joke, and probably in very bad taste, but there are certain members of AboveTopSecret.com who have suggested that we may have actually been witnessing something else. Was that seizure actually an attempt on the life of the Chief Justice? Was he perhaps having an adverse reaction to an alien mind probe? Or could it have been something else? The Roberts predicament was quickly overshadowed by the visit of newly elected British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. As you may recall, he came to the United States for a few days to get to know President Bush, and evidently he got to know President Bush very well. Now, for the last 6 months, Gordon Brown has been taking shots at his predecessor and bad-mouthing the Bush administration's agenda, strategies in the Iraq War, etc. Then all of a sudden, this guy shows up on our doorstep, and he's Mr. Congeniality. Bullish on the war and ready to do his part. As you might expect, ATS conspiracy theorists got busy with that one in a hurry. What caused Prime Minister Brown to have such a dramatic change of heart? Does the world look differently to him now that he's actually the Prime Minister? Did he get a visit from agents of the New World Order? Or has he in fact been replaced with a reptilian human hybrid that looks like him, sounds like him, and now speaks as him? The ATS membership has had a lot to say about this, and I'm sure they'll be following Mr. Brown's actions and attitudes very closely in the future. Now, Prime Minister Brown was not the only person who was being looked at closely this week. In the early part of the week, FBI agents paid a visit to the home of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. In the interest of full disclosure, I'd like to admit that at one point in time, 20 years ago, I was a Stevens intern, and the senator has a home in Girdwood, which is within a short drive of my own hometown of Anchorage, Alaska. Now, for those who don't know, the senator is being investigated for his possible connections to a scandal which is mostly of interest here in Alaska. I haven't seen it reported widely anywhere outside the state. Several high-ranking executives of Vico Oil Services Company have gone to jail because those bad bugs got caught bribing members of the state legislature. One of the state legislators who got caught with his hand in a cookie jar was one Benjamin Stevens, who happens to be the son of Senior Senator Ted Stevens. Now, before he chose not to run for re-election back in 2006, Ben Stevens was, let's just say he was under suspicion because he'd been a little too vigorous with some of his consulting work. Now, I've only seen and participated in one discussion about Senator Stevens on AboveTopSecret.com, but I'm sure there must be others out there. This current brew-up doesn't seem to have captured anybody's interest, but I would like to point out that Senator Ted Stevens, once upon a time, had a lot to do with getting funding for HARP. So you might want to plug that into your favorite search engine and see what you come up with, if you dare. Without any doubt, the second half of the week was very thoroughly dominated by the Minnesota bridge collapse. For those of you who don't know, an 8-lane bridge servicing the cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, 8 lanes wide, this thing broke apart and fell into the river. According to news sources, this bridge has been listed as structurally unsound for several decades. Several ATS conspiracy theorists were quick to point out that this collapse could have been deliberate. Was it, in fact, a last-ditch desperate measure to squash a particular somebody as they were trying to cross, or was it some other sort of government plot? I myself am inclined to think that it was just a 40-year-old bridge that fell apart. It's worth noting that the Republican National Nominating Convention will be held in Minneapolis next year. As tragic as this event was, there were other things going on that you need to be aware of. America's continuing housing crisis went virtually unreported for this whole week. More and more people are being forced into bankruptcy as their adjustable rate mortgages are getting beyond their ability to control. This, combined with a lack of new housing starts, is going to kneecap this economy by the time we all get ready for our Christmas shopping. We should expect consumers to be conservative with their holiday dollars. On Friday, the House and the Senate passed an omnibus bill which the president is going to sign into law. This thing is very important, and you should pay attention to it. Several of the 9/11 Commission's national security recommendations will be implemented, and sneaked away, hidden inside this great big huge roll of federal red tape, you will find a new law that protects federal informants from lawsuits. It's being called a hold harmless law, and it's designed to encourage people to step forward and rat out the terrorists when they find them. There is, however, one small, tiny, minor, insignificant flaw in the language of this law. Because this protection is very loosely defined, you can expect whistleblowers of all sorts to claim this legal shield in the future. Yes, I know there are some good aspects to that, but please bear in mind that anybody who makes an allegation against you which is based on any sort of prejudice, those people who slander you or libel you, will be untouchable if the courts rule that this shield protects them too. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can this possibly relate to me? Well, it relates to you because last week, the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, announced that they were going to start and maintain a nationwide network of paid informants. Those wascally informants, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter how much credibility they do or do not have, will benefit from this shield law. Now, if that's not enough to scare you, then put down whatever you're drinking for a moment, because what I have to say next will give you something to think about. In the future, federal informants are going to do more than just report on what they've seen or overheard. Federal informants will, in fact, be tasked with the role of infiltration. That means they're going to be specifically ordered to join clubs and teams and social groups to find out what's going on inside. In one respect, this is nothing more than J. Edgar Hoover did during his reign of terror. By the way, those of you who don't know who J. Edgar Hoover was, please feel free to Google it, but give yourself lots of time to read, because you're not going to like what you find. Now, speaking of finding stuff, whether you encounter it on AboveTopSecret.com or whether you run into it through your favorite search engine, please don't just take my word for it. Do your own homework. I know what you're thinking, that Justin guy, he sounds pretty smart. He could probably know what he's talking about. Yeah, I probably do, but I'm not you, and I don't see the world through your eyes. It's cool if you agree with me, but please take your own journey to arrive at your own conclusions. I'll respect anybody who chooses to disagree with me, but I am going to ask them why.